Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. As we speak, of course, the Queen will be laid to rest a little bit later on tonight, actually. I know a lot of people watch the funeral today. I think she's going to be buried in the next 20 minutes or so. She won't. She'll be buried later on this evening. And she'll be buried, as far as I know, at Windsor Castle, close to Windsor Castle. And the Queen will be laid to rest alongside her late husband, Prince Philip, during a private service. That'll be around 7 o'clock tonight, this evening, after the state funeral today in Westminster Abbey. Now, a total of 500 foreign dignitaries, Micheál is there, of course, and so is Michael D, are among the 2,000 guests, including politicians, civil service, some celebrities, and many ordinary members of the public, selected, by the way, from charitable or community works. Many world leaders who met the Queen during her long reign will also be there amongst the 200 countries and territories that are represented. The tricolour is flying half-mast, of course, on the GPO on a still morning, and our Sir Uachtaráin as well, to mark the death of Queen Elizabeth II. And here's a really interesting fact in all this. 4 billion people will be able to see it televised. 4 billion. That's half the population of the world. It's a bank holiday, of course, in all British territories. And judging by the traffic on Irish roads today, by the way, on my way in this morning, it seems that many Irish people might have taken the day off to watch it live. Over a million people queued up for nearly 20 hours in hail, rain and shine just to see the coffin and say they were there and to pay their respect for the Queen in this historical time. And tens of thousands of guards, military and other people were involved in this astonishing pomp and ceremony, which is basically being classed as the greatest show on earth. And if you've been watching it, and I have, it's quite addictive to watch all the pomp and ceremony and the marching and the timing and everything to the minute, to the second. And I've heard people say this morning, and I've seen social media this morning, and people say, what a complete and utter waste of money. And the monarchy is outdated and all that kind of stuff, the usual stuff that gets said around this time. But think about this logically. Yes, it probably cost millions, and I mean millions, over the last 7 or 8 days. But look at the money that is going to be made from this. If that is being televised, or 4 billion people can watch it being televised around the world, and we're seeing shots of Westminster Abbey, Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, the Houses of Parliament, Big Ben, the River Thames, the Tower of London. Look at the advertising for Britain as an independent, sovereign country, something that we yearn for. We claim to be independent and sovereign, but we're part of Europe. So we yearn for that sovereignty that we give out about that they actually have. And look at the money. Look how, watch sterling increase in value over the next 7 or 8 days. Watch it going up in value, because the money that will be made from this will be ridiculous. So to suggest it's a waste of money is probably wrong, factually. But do you think it's a waste of money when, I suppose, in the middle of a financial crisis, where many Britons, I suppose, and people around Europe can't even pay their bills? And yet you see this pomp and ceremony going on. Do you think it's a waste of money? And do you think the monarchy are outdated? Will you be watching the funeral today? Let me know. I want you to text to WhatsApp 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is it an outdated waste of money? That's the question. Yes or no? Just text or WhatsApp yes or no. And do it now to 087-188-0008. Let me go to Mark. Mark, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, very good afternoon to you now.
Mark, I'm watching, and I have to say, it's addictive to watch. The pomp, the ceremony, the timing, the glitz, the glam, the organisation. It's just, I'd say she'd be proud of it if she was alive.
Well, I think anyone that has any parts, whether it's you're a British subject or anyone watching it that's a fan of the Royals, I think everyone is proud of, you know, what's being shown on TV right now, and those people that can see it. You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I know it's a funeral and it shouldn't be seen as that way, but you know, that's what it is.
It's a celebration, isn't it?
It's a celebration of her life. And there's so many people there to, you know, that It's quite amazing, really. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see it, but I'm going to see it later on because, of course, it's going to be on the Loop system.
I think the closest we've got to this, and I hate to match the two together, is Diana's Wedding. And that's probably the closest we've got to this kind of spectacle. But even that wasn't close to the spectacle I've witnessed over the last 3 or 4 days. And to think that over 1 million people queued for up to 20 hours just to walk by for 10 seconds and not one person complained about the queue.
No, it's quite young and old.
Absolutely, all ages.
Amazing how people can queue for like 13 hours or whatever it is. It just shows you the quality and the respect that they had for this particular person who gave her life to her country and everyone around her. Basically, it's an amazing achievement. And I know it's an awful lot of money, but funerals aren't about money, and they should never be about money. And if you have it, then do it the way you want it to be done. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an amazing. I've been watching it over the last few days, and it's as you say, you're getting engrossed in it. It's amazing. You learn about history. You see some of the outfits from days gone by. Men walking around with pikes,
I was intrigued by the guy in the Great Hall where she was basically there laid to rest, or should I say lying in state. I was intrigued by the guy every half hour with his stick banging I just found this intriguing.
Lovely.
Because that's all part of the protocol of history, and this is what was done and was always done and it will continue to be done.
I certainly hope so, and I think it will do. I think that's what it's, any country that wants to give that up is losing their heritage, whether it be England or, Ireland. You can't give up your heritage.
This is what I can't understand. When I see staunch Republicans online giving out about us, they're hypocrites because they yearn for that kind of sovereignty. And
who wouldn't?
And that kind of independence that Britain now has, independence from Europe only recently as well. Yeah. But that identification that they have with the crown and with the monarchy, I mean, this is what Irish people are yearning for, and yet they give out about it as soon as they see another country do this.
I know, they hate it.
I don't get it. I think I genuinely described it this morning, and I was talking to people this morning, as the greatest show on earth.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. And who knew it would be as grand and well-received as it has been? And it is.
And so far, touch wood, it's gone off flawlessly. Yeah. Flawlessly.
It has.
No trouble.
Amazing.
Apart from one gobshite being arrested during the week, shouting at Andrew from the crowd. And that was about it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have a huge amount of respect for Andrew, but there's a time and a place. No, you know what I mean?
No, there is. I mean, it is. His relation, after all. You can't go along to someone else's funeral and give out just because you don't agree.
Yeah. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Will as well. Will, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Will?
Hello, Neil. Good afternoon.
Will, have you watched any of it today?
I wouldn't. It actually turns my stomach when I put on Sky News and watch it, because this has gone on for the last week.
Hard to avoid, isn't it? Yeah.
About a woman that has presided over a lot of controversial stuff over her reign as a queen. So you just talked about Andrew there. Like, look at all the controversy he's embroiled in over the last couple of years.
Yep.
So how could you stand over that as a mother and have his face in public?
Well, many mothers would stand by their sons, sadly, in situations like that.
Yeah, well,
she's a woman as well. She's a mother as well as a queen.
Yeah, well, you'd be trying to hide him away or something with all the stuff he's been accused of.
Well, she did dethrone him.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you expect her to do, disown him?
Well, he should have been completely and utterly taken out of the limelight and just hidden away. He's an embarrassment to the royal family and to...
And is that your only gripe? Is that your only
gripe? No, the whole thing, Niall, I just don't like any of it, Who are why are these people put on pedestals?
Because that's what British people do. That's a monarchy. That's what a monarchy is. And by the way, they're not the only country in the world to have a monarchy.
No,
many other countries in the world have monarchies.
Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Spain, Monaco.
I'm aware of all that, but you're asking me my opinion. I don't like it. And there's pensioners in England at the moment that can't afford to put on their heat and afford food.
And hopefully the British government and Liz Truss in her plans will help those pensioners out. And this funeral, with the greatest respect, will bring in millions to the British economy.
It will. It certainly will. And I had my 83-year-old auntie over at the weekend, which was lovely. And my cousins were showing me what they're actually getting. And they're doing a lot. They're giving out an awful lot of money to the public who need it, unlike us over here, who, you know, just sitting back and taking it, as we always do.
Yeah, well...
So who's wrong? Who's wrong?
Hang on, Mark. I understand there's a lot of history between the two countries, and I can understand some people having that hatred. Well, I personally don't have it, but I can understand why some people feel that hatred towards Britain and towards the Queen and the monarchy over what's happened here in Ireland for many hundreds of years. She's not personally responsible for all of it. Mind you, she did preside over quite a lot of it, and you are right. But, you know, we have to always remember it's history. We never forget it, and we learn from history, we move on. The Queen was here in 2014, was that 2014, and that speech that she made, although she didn't apologise because she politically would have been told what to say, she as good as apologised by saying that mistakes had been made in the past and things that were done shouldn't have been done, etc., etc. I mean, when you see the leader of Sinn Féin shaking at the time, Martin McGuinness shaking her hand, is that not a suggestion that moving forward we should get over all this and move past it?
But Niall, you're misunderstanding me, and you're kind of respectfully putting maybe words in my mouth. I said nothing about the history between Britain and Ireland and the fact that with all of what they did over the last 800 years. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all of this, you know, putting people on a pedestal and royalty.
Yep.
And taxpayers giving these people money to do what exactly?
To do nothing, actually.
To do nothing, to ponce around in Range Rovers with security guards and armed police and cut ribbons or whatever. They're doing nothing, and they're all...
Well, we give our own president £500,000 a year to do nothing, really.
Well, I disagree with that.
I'm just saying.
Most of the MPs have money to do nothing as well.
I disagree with all of that. All of it. Our president, all of these heads of state that are doing nothing and just showing up to cut ribbons. It's all stuff that should be abolished. And that's my issue with it. There's too much money being wasted.
So you're anti-imperialistic,
I'm anti-monarchy, anti-royalty. Why am I not royalty? Why are you not royalty? Are these people better than me and you?
No.
It's just who you're born to, isn't it? I can't be helped being born to, you know, working class. You know, a lot of people born into money. It's just the way it is. You just have to accept it and not get annoyed by the fact and begrudge everyone. That's just the way it is.
I don't begrudge anybody, and you're putting words in my mouth again.
I'm not saying it.
Well, you're accusing me of being begrudging these people.
I
don't begrudge anybody.
I never accused you.
Well, you made a suggestion that people begrudge. It's not about begrudgery. It's about all the suffering that's in the UK and Ireland and all over the world. And these people are living this luxurious lifestyle in castles. They're talking about...
Maybe it's a good distraction.
Charles was talking about climate change while he lives in a castle with a team of servants and maids, and he drives around in Range Rovers. Like the hypocrisy of these people.
If he gave up...
Hang on, Mark. With the greatest respect, Will, I do agree with you. The hypocrisy is outrageous. And when you watch all these world leaders who talk about climate change all flying in yesterday in their private jets with 700 cars or whatever it happens to be that they all happen to have, I completely agree with you. And that I despise all of that as well, Will. But what I'm saying to you is, on this particular day, here's a woman who was, you know, in her late 90s, was ahead of the throne for 70 years of her life. She dedicated her life from the age of 24 or 25 to the day, literally 2 days before she died, to doing her job. Her job as head of the British Empire.
Look, I have respect for the dead. I have respect for that family this morning. But in my opinion, the way I see it, what job? As far as I can see, she didn't do anything. Only lived a lavish, luxurious lifestyle while, you know, a lot of her own subjects, if you want to call it, are suffering in the UK. They're suffering in poverty, a lot of people.
Okay, so
what did she do? She didn't do anything, Niall. She didn't do anything as far
well,
as
well, I can well, tell. Well, you could argue that, and you could argue the Irish president doesn't do anything, and you could argue every president doesn't really do anything, to be honest with you, apart from people, other people generally make decisions. But in saying that, obviously, like Michael D. Higgins, she has to sign all the laws, she has to bring in and out parliaments, she has to go to openings of envelopes, etc., and turn up. And because of her very presence, other people turn up and show up, which make these things financially viable. But do me a favour, stay there. When you say she does nothing, I think that's a little bit unfair. She does do things, things you might not agree with, Will, but she does do things. Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Colette. Colette, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Colette?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Colette? You've been listening to Mark. Obviously, Mark thinks it's an incredible historical moment and not a waste of money. Will believes the whole thing is an outdated tradition. What's your view on it?
I have to say that I love history. And when I was in school and we were being taught about Irish history, I loved that too. I also love English history, going back to all the kings and queens. And to see something like this on the television today, it's history in the making. In 100 years' time, this will be a piece of history. And to be able to sit and watch it, I think, is an amazing thing. And it's got nothing to do with the Queen or the country. It's to do with the making of history. It's like walking in the Vatican, even though I'm not a big Catholic. But the fact that the people that walked there 1,000 years earlier, me, a little person from Ireland, can walk through those same rooms. I'd love to be in London today to watch what's going on over there. Not because I'm a royalist, not because I love the Queen or anything like that, but because it is history and I love to read about it. So that's my view on it, Niall.
Mm. What do you say to people like Will, and there's many people who have the same view as Will, who believe the whole thing is outdated, complete waste of money. These people are privileged, and who the hell are they? I mean, they live a privileged lifestyle, and what do they actually do for it?
I don't think the British people would agree with you, or
well, of course
people
not.
In the Commonwealth. Do you know what I mean? Look at all the millions that have shown up for this. Look at all the millions that are watching on TV. They're not doing it because they hate the monarchy or they hate Britain. They're doing it the same reason as I am, because they love history and they want to be a part of that, even if it's only just sitting watching the TV. I mean, I'm just amazed. They're carrying a coffin around there with a crown on top. That's worth millions, which amazes me. Like,
it's,
you know, not,
it's worth a lot more than millions. There's one particular diamond is 40 carats.
Yeah, what's on top
of it? Priceless.
But that's the fact. I'm looking and all the soldiers marching and everything that's a part of it. It's just an amazing
thing. Okay, Will's point is that, you know, there's people like in Ireland, and I know the British government are doing what they can at the moment, hopefully the Irish government will do similar in the budget, but there's people watching this who can't afford the next electricity bill. And they're watching, you know, this being, you know, these jewels being paraded around and these people dressed impeccably and arriving in Rolls Royces and all this money that's being spent in this pomp and ceremony, and they can't afford a bill.
I can't afford my next electricity bill, by the way. No. And I know what they're trying to say, but regardless of the fact of what people are in, they're there celebrating their queen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't answer the question on electricity bills and stuff.
It's a fair point, Will, by the very nature of fact. Now, I know a lot of people are giving out that RTE are televising it. Some people have given out that RTE are televising it. But the majority of stuff that you're watching or you're seeing, Will, is on British television, because by default we watch British television mainly because we only have two channels of our own. Three. So we watch British television. And I suppose the argument is, if you don't want to see it, turn it off, Will.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%.
Would that be a fair point?
Because if it's something that makes you sick or that makes you feel ill, don't watch it then.
Sorry, Will, are you still there? I don't know. I think I've lost Will there. I think he's gone. Some of the messages, by the way, coming in at the moment, can't come on the air, in work and sneakily watching the Queen's funeral online. It's amazing and so addictive to look at. A spectacular send-off to a lady loved by her country. What a great show. I'm glued to it.
I absolutely agree with that, Niall. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a monarchist or whatever, but I just think it's amazing. And if I had a chance to be in London today to watch all of that, not because I love the royal family or the Queen, but because...
Would you have queued up for 10 hours to walk past her?
No, coffin? I wouldn't.
A million people did.
They did, yeah, because they are loyal British people and that's what they do. it's like Irish people at a funeral. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, people, British people are servants to the crown. Isn't that the whole point of principle behind a monarchy, that you're servant to the crown? And some people believe that notion is outdated.
I don't know if the British people would call themselves servants. Like, I don't think they'd see themselves.
Well, historically,
like that.
That's what they're classed as. No,
well, historically, and that's where the history part comes into it. But I mean, they see this Queen Elizabeth as their monarch, and she's ruled the country for 70 years, and they're showing their respect to her, just like we would to a mother or a grandmother, only on a smaller scale, a much smaller scale. Do you know what I mean? I have to say, the British definitely know how to throw a good funeral.
Yeah, I'm just reading here, by the way, the actual jewels themselves that you saw on top of the coffin there. It's crammed with 3,000 jewels, and some of those mesmerizing rocks are amongst the largest in the world and have literally no value because you can't put a value on them. They're priceless.
I have been to Windsor Castle and I have seen the crown jewels, and they're a real eye-opener.
Mm. By the way, I was already speaking about this this morning. I wonder if the crown that you're seeing and the globe or whatever it is that's on top of it and the stick.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder are they the real ones or are they duplicates? Because they would not be afraid somebody would steal them.
But honestly, do you know what? When I saw it, I thought, Jesus, would someone not make a grab for that? Like, yeah. You know?
I know they're kept. Normally, they're kept in the Tower of London. That's where they're normally kept.
Yeah,
the crown jewels.
Exactly. But it's fantastic. I just think it's. The singing in the church today was beautiful. There was a beautiful choir there, and the music was beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Like, so,
yep.
You know, you take what you take out of it, Niall. Nothing to do with British, nothing. It's just an appreciation of their history.
All right, Colette, listen, thank you very much indeed. There you go,
you're
Colette.
You're welcome, Niall.
Thank you. Bye. There you go. Colette believes it's an appreciation of British history and its history in the making, and a spectacular, breathtaking event that you should watch, because you'll be able to tell people in hundreds of years. Well, you won't be able because you'll be dead, but you can tell your grandchildren that you watched it. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you agree with Will and you think it's an outdated waste of money. Let me know what you think. I'm just reading some of the audio.
If the Brits are foolish and gullible enough to buy in to that what I can only describe as griefography, orchestrated griefography that's going on over there, that's up to them. Us in Ireland should have nothing to do with it, apart from possibly sending the president over as a mark of respect. I find it an absolute disgrace that the Taoiseach actually ordered the tricolour to be flown at half-mast, and I've just passed Cork City Hall, and sure enough, it's a half-mast. The Irish have no reason whatsoever to have any love for the British crown. None.
Well, some Irish obviously have no love for the British crown, but a text came in here and says, Niall, I can't understand how some Irish people get so wound up by a family in another country. Typical barstool Brit haters going on about the famine. Flying the flags at half-mast in this country is just a mark of respect. We do it for many foreign dignitaries when they die on a regular basis. So, I mean, I don't understand why you suddenly have a problem with the Queen. They're our next-door neighbours. Britain, you know, have been quite good to Ireland of more recent times. When we hit the rocks and hit the skids back in 2009 during the recession, we needed to bail out the banks and we had no money, Britain were the first country to put their hand in the pocket for Ireland. The rest of the money we got from the EU. So what I'm saying to you is, we've had a good relationship with Britain over certainly the last couple of decades. Maybe not obviously during the Troubles, we didn't have a very good relationship with them, but certainly over the last number of decades. Is it time to put history in the past and keep it in the past and move forward? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, are you watching it? And the question I suppose we're asking today is, do you think it's a waste of money and the monarchy is completely outdated? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. The procession there. I'm just watching it live on the news here. And it just... I've never seen so many marching bands in my life. I've never seen so many people marching in my life. The pomp and the ceremony and the historical event will be remembered by a lot of people for a long, long time. But some people are not happy about it. They think it's outdated and a waste of money. Howard, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Howard?
I'm very well, Niall. How are you?
Good. Howard, have you been watching this
event?
I have, yeah. As you could tell from my accent, I'm English born of Irish descent, and I grew up in England till I was 15. I'm 62 now.
Okay.
And I think that, like you just said, the pomp and ceremony and the colour and everything is amazing, but the way I look at it is it's historic. It's like the moon landings and Kennedy getting assassinated. You're going to remember where you were when you found out that the Queen had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and what do you say to people who believe that it's a bit over the top, outrageous, waste of money, while other people are scrimping and saving, trying to pay bills? What do you say to those people?
Well, I'd say to them, well, the Queen served for 71 years, and I think she deserves a send off like she's getting today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to remember, she wasn't only the Queen; she was somebody's mum, somebody's grandma. You know, and I've only ever seen other funerals like this on Pathé News or something. And to look at it and see it live and everything like that, I think it's an amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the money doesn't come into it; they find the money from somewhere.
Well, 99% of people listening today will not be aware of any other monarchy in Britain, because she has been there as long as they've lived. Yeah. So because it'll never happen again, most likely, because she was so young. She was 24 or 25 when she started. So nobody else, and she lived so long, of course. So nobody else is ever going to reign Britain for that long. So I don't. I think even if Charles gets another 10 years out of his life, and I wish the man well, he's not going to get a funeral like this.
No, and to be honest with you, Niall, he doesn't deserve one.
Probably, you know? Probably not.
Because of his past. And like you just said, I've never lived under anything, only the Queen. You know? I mean, to listen to the football matches and that the weekend, and they were singing God Save the King, it was kind of alien to me. You know,
although
I mean?
I did watch, I don't know whether you watched the Celtic match. You heard what they were singing of that.
Well,
if you hate the royal family, clap your hands.
Yeah, well, that's Celtic for you.
Yeah, man. Okay.
I mean, I'll admit.
Well, sorry, they weren't really the members of Mensa, were they? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm no lover of the royal family or anything like that. I've a relation who has served in the forces and all that kind of stuff. I never did, but to see the send off that they're giving her, I think it's fantastic.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Maureen as well. Maureen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good, Maureen. Maureen, have you been watching it?
No.
Okay.
I switched on the television. I said it was about 5-10 minutes ago, because I was going to go through something else, and I said I'll just switch over just to see that the pomp and ceremony.
It's on every channel. You can't miss it.
I know.
Including our own RTE, by the way.
Yeah, well, I don't have RTE, so.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh, don't trust them, do you?
No.
No.
Can't be bothered with them.
Yeah, figure that.
There's plenty more channels.
Well, okay, Maureen. They are good for news and stuff. Well, it depends on what sort of news you want. Anyway, Maureen, but why do you not like? It sounds like it kind of turned your stomach, the whole thing.
Well, you see, I haven't seen Charles or Andrew or Edward or Anne. There's no mention of them dipping their hands in their pockets. Now Charles has inherited all his mother's wealth.
Probably.
He's not going to pay one penny of tax.
That's incorrect. Okay, now 750 million, I believe, is the amount that he will inherit. They do pay tax. This idea that they pay it voluntarily. They don't have to pay it, but they do pay it, as the Queen did all her life. She paid it voluntarily.
If he does, he won't be paying much. But he has raked in millions.
Absolutely.
Through his years in the Duchy of Cornwall.
Yeah, he's privileged.
And all that money now will be going to William.
Yes, that's correct.
He's now Prince of Wales.
Yes, they're born into, I'm not doubting that, they're born into a life of privilege, yes.
I'm not.
Of course they are, yeah.
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 That's just...
But
that's
at the
just,
moment, at the moment, right. And the crisis that people are in, they could at least, I would have had a bit more respect for them if they at least said, you know what, we are going to expect the taxpayer to fund this. We are going to contribute. I didn't hear any of that. And first of all, before anyone says anything, I speak as a Scotswoman.
But when you say how much it's costing the taxpayer, in the big scheme of things, the taxpayer will benefit from this funeral.
That's not the point, Niall.
But it is the point.
The point is, they didn't come out and say, we do not expect taxpayer to cover the whole cost.
But if an Irish president dies...
If I heard that, I would have had some respect for them.
But if an Irish president dies, you wouldn't hear the wife of the president, the children of the president saying, we'll pay for the funeral ourselves, your grand. It's a state funeral. She's the head of state.
Exactly.
That's normal practice in any country. If a president or a prime minister or a head of state dies, that's normal practice. You don't expect the relations to pay for it.
Yeah, but Niall, we know that there are many people who are not happy because of this coming winter, what they're facing already.
Absolutely.
And I'm following on and agreeing with, was it Will?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
He made that point. Yeah, he made that point.
It doesn't seem to have bothered the British people this week when they're lining up and there are thousands and millions to actually just go and stand beside her coffin.
Yeah, but it bothers some of them. That's the point.
I think if you ran a poll there, I think you would see that the majority of them are quite happy to sit and watch it. 4 billion people it's being televised, Maureen. That's half the population of the world.
But should that, so what?
Well, so what is it? Look at the advertising for Britain.
Circumstance anyway.
But look at the advertising for Great Britain.
Sure, they've always had advertising. That's what the monarchy is for.
How many people around the world are sitting watching that and going, God, Britain's a beautiful place. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at this. Look at the castle there. Oh, look at Big Ben. I think I'll go to Britain for the weekend. How many people are watching that and will go to Britain for the weekend to see all that? Of course they will.
Sure, that's fine. Let them go to Britain to see it.
So
that's not the point.
I don't think it's a waste of money.
The point is that I don't agree with what they're doing. And I would go back and say the very same thing. I would have had more respect for these people if they had said and come out right and said it. At least we will contribute out of our vast amount of millions that we have hidden away, that we will contribute. I didn't hear one word about it.
Well, I did hear Charles yesterday saying that, or suggesting that he was going to give Balmoral to the people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will.
Well, he's got to open it up
as a
museum.
But I mean, and again, as Will was saying, he had some good points. He was at the GOP in Glasgow. I mean, did people actually listen to what he was saying? Or did they just gloss over it, maybe close the ears and pieces that they didn't want to hear? They fly around the world in their private jets and they come in their private cars and all the rest of it while everybody else is out here struggling, including people over here. But there's no thought about that. There's no question about that. And if you do question it, there's something wrong with it. You see, you cannot question an answer to a question.
Sorry, Howard, you're trying to say something tomorrow. Well, hang on, Maureen. Sorry, Howard.
I'm just saying to that lady, if she doesn't want to watch it, turn it off. You know,
I didn't say I was watching it. I said I turned it on for 5 minutes.
No, I said if you don't want to, how could you expect somebody when they've lost the mother to come out and say, we're going to do this, they're grieving and they're mourning. I'm no lover of the royal family, believe me, but like Niall said there, they did it for Winston Churchill, they did it for others, you know what I mean? And
yes, I know exactly what you mean, but at the same time, they would have endeared themselves a lot more to the people if they had done so.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Do you see my point? This is the point I'm trying to make.
Well, maybe they will announce in the weeks to come. At the moment, as Howard said, they're mourning at the moment. Maybe they will in the weeks to come say, listen, we have given a few million towards the cost of all this. Maybe they will announce that. I don't know.
Maybe they will.
Will you feel better about it then?
Do you know what, to be honest with you, Niall? I couldn't care less at this stage. Right. Why my own problem?
Well, there you go.
Do you know?
So you just don't like the whole idea of it anyway. Do you think it's outdated?
Look, I am first and foremost, I'm a Scots woman.
Yeah.
Living here for years with an Irish mother and a Scottish father.
Mm-hmm.
Born and bred in Scotland. She's not my queen. She never was. This royal family never represented me.
Niall, can I just say
something? Yeah. Sorry, Howard. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, 2016, we had the celebrations over here for the 100 years. And who paid for that?
The Irish taxpayer paid for it, sure.
Yeah, taxpayer puts the bill, you know.
Well, that's what happens at any state event. Anyway, thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Howard. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Let us know what you think. Maybe you agree with Maureen. You think it's all outdated and a complete waste of money. Your text coming in. Somebody says, is this the superficial fast food society we live in today with our fickle fads and fashions? It's nice to see this 1,000-year tradition remind us that we are a thread in the tapestry of history and that we stand on the shoulders of giants. In other words, with all the things that people give out about nowadays, you know, here's something that's massively historical and people are still giving out about it. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008 as we speak. The bands all still popping around there in the background. Thousands of them. Bands, marching bands, everything. My God.
the pomp and the ceremony. Let me just send you a WhatsApp audio message coming in as well, by the way. I want to hear from you.
Hi, Niall, Wendy here. I'm sat listening to your show and to the different opinions. I don't agree with RTE showing it on their television, on the television. I think we are sovereign country, and it is not an antiquated idea, as Micheál Martin would have said, or stated, or thought. We fought for a right to be independent of Britain, and I don't think we should be watching it. I don't think, regardless as to whether it's history or not, I'm actually, you know, good riddance as far as I'm concerned. I have no loyalty to the crown. I would take a Ronan O'Gara stance if I met any of the royal family and not shake their hands. I don't respect them. I don't think they've shown any respect to us. I think lately they've tried to claw back, but I think that they have caused an awful lot of hurt around the world, not just in Ireland, but around the world. I think that a lot of people who may be watching this are kind of indoctrined, maybe brainwashed to that's always the way it's been. We've always been taught since we were kids to sing this song, to worship this person, to think she's phenomenal or whatever like this. What about the people she's killed or people who have been killed in her name? If you want to go, oh, well, she didn't do it. But there was a lot of atrocities in that 70 years that happened that she would have had hand in. Indirectly, obviously, but she still would have had hand of it in it, and all her family served in their forces. So no, I won't be watching, I won't be listening, and I have no intention of reading a paper, picking it up, nothing at all. Wendy and Clifton.
Well, Wendy and Clifton, you had a lot to say there, but in fairness, Wendy and Clifton, it's going to be very hard to avoid, isn't it, when it's on every single channel and every single newspaper, every single front page, probably today and tomorrow, and probably for the next couple of days until it starts to wear a little bit thin. I understand the points you're making. Yes, you're right. Yes, she was responsible for a country that colonised many of the countries, and many people died over that, but you can argue the same for many countries of the world, by the way, who colonised other countries or invaded other countries through war. Thankfully, the war on the ground, as we know it, is a thing of the past. Well, apart from what's going on in the Ukraine at the moment, a lot of that is a thing of the past. We fight wars very differently nowadays. But yes, she was the head of state that was responsible for a lot of that. But, you know, it's all part of history, isn't it, I suppose? Many other people would have invaded Britain or tried to certainly take out British people, and many British people died too. Angela, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, you've heard, I mean, look, Wendy makes a point and she's entitled to her view and her opinion. She doesn't believe RTE should be televising it. She doesn't even believe we should be watching it. And we've a very short memory.
How can we have a very short memory? We all know what happened. We all know what was done. But, like, that's history. Are you not meant to learn from history? You know, is it not a good thing that maybe, you know, we're starting to move on from a lot of it.
So in other words, we have to grow up a little bit. Put our big boy shoes on.
Like, like she came over here in 2011 and she was adored when she came over by a lot of people.
But Wendy would argue that we're kind of brainwashed into accepting that.
Hold on a second. My mum and dad are far from royalists, right? But they didn't tell me that I need to adore the Queen or I need to adore the royal family. They didn't brainwash me into any of this. You know, I was there on Saturday.
Okay, so you were in London on Saturday.
I was in London on Saturday. We had actually, what happened was about 6 weeks, 2 months ago, we booked to have a tour of Buckingham Palace. And I've always wanted to go in. There's two places I've always wanted to go. One is Buckingham Palace and one is the White House. I've always wanted to go and see inside.
Nice places to see, yeah.
They're part of history, you know. And
I'm assuming that all the tours were cancelled over the weekend.
Yeah, she went and died enough, like, you know. the ongoing joke now is, Jesus, she'd have done anything not to let you in the house.
Yeah.
But, you know. And
so what was the mood like when you were there on Saturday? What was the mood?
I have to say, it was amazing. It was now very somber, very quiet, very, you know, people walking around. The Metropolitan Police were unbelievable. They were brilliant. They actually thanked us for coming over as well, you know. And now we did get evacuated from a pub that we were in having lunch because of a bomb threat.
Oh, stuff.
So that happened at about 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, and that
obviously,
was
obviously a false alarm. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, but no, we, we would know about it if it wasn't. I'm sure.
Yeah. But I think they had a few around. A little bit of general mayhem, because I think that day there seemed to be a couple of threats. So we were trying to walk down the mall to get to, because we came through the horse parade and tried to go down the mall. And when we kind of got nearly down the end of it, they had to block off down there because there was a bomb threat. So we had to go somewhere else.
Unfortunately, events like this would be great moments for the pranksters of society who believe it's a funny good idea.
And do you know what?
Okay, but just very quickly, Angela, because I've got 30 seconds here. So in relation to the pomp, the ceremony, the money that's being spent, what do you say to people who say it's a waste of money and it's outdated?
Well, look at all the money it's bringing into the country.
Oh, it'll generate millions more. Trust me.
Generate millions more. Look at what that family brings to the country.
For practically doing very little, in fairness.
For doing very little, but there's plenty of people out there with that kind of money that do very little.
Is it wrong that we put people up on a pedestal? And that was the point that was made by one of the earlier callers, that we put people up on a pedestal. Is it wrong that we do that?
They're humans just like us. But the thing is, they are a hierarchy. And that's the thing. They are adored.
Well, they're born into
they
that.
Are and they're born into it.
Okay, well, look, on that note, Angela, I have to go to a break. Listen, thank you, Angela. She enjoyed her trip to London anyway, Wendy. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.